Okay, so today we're gonna have some real talk. Okay, real life. When things aren't going exactly how you want them to go, we're gonna be talking about today how to get to the gym even when you don't feel like it. You're not motivated, you don't wanna go. How do we get ourselves to do it? So, that is going to be our topic for today. Hi there. Welcome to the Effective Fitness for Women podcast, your go-to guide for practical weightlifting and nutrition tips. I'm Rachel, a wife, mom of six, registered dietitian, and passionate weightlifter. This podcast is for the woman who is tired of not knowing what to do in the gym, frustrated with trying to eat right, but not sure what eating right actually is, and just wants to start seeing some results. If that's you, then you're in the right place. This podcast is all about teaching you what you need to do in the gym and the kitchen to lose fat, gain muscle, and be the strongest you've ever been. Are you ready? Let's go. Okay, before we get started with today's episode, I want to read this review to you guys really quick. Love how down to earth and relatable. Appreciate how you talk like a friend. You break things down and help me feel comfortable and more committed to enhancing my fitness. That was a review I got recently, and I am so grateful for that. Y'all, I love hearing from you, and I read every single review that you guys write, and it really helps things out. It helps other women find this podcast. The more written reviews that you have, the more people are able to actually locate your podcasts. And so every time you write a review, I really, really appreciate it. So let's get into today's real talk episode. You don't want to go to the gym. I have been there and it's rough, right? Like when you don't feel like doing something, it's really hard to motivate yourself to do it. So what are we supposed to do? Because honestly, if you allow yourself to get into this mindset where if you don't feel like doing something, and then that creates a habit in your mind that you can give yourself excuses and it's okay if you don't feel like doing something, it's okay to just not do it because you don't feel like it. And it can be a slippery slope. So today I really want to tell you guys teach you guys three strategies for how to get yourself to go to the gym even when you don't feel like it. All right, so let's dive into this. So the first thing you need to do before I actually get into the actual strategies, you need to decide if you actually do need to take a break. Sometimes we actually need to take a break. It could be you're physically worn out. Maybe you're recovering from an illness or your joints are tired and you need to actually physically rest. Part of this could be a need for a deload week or a recovery week. I'm going to do an episode on that soon. Basically, it's taking a week of time where you decrease the amount of load that you are doing in your strength training, and this allows your body to physically recover so that you can hit it harder the next week. It's something you should be doing regularly if you're strength training, but I will do an episode on that for sure. But sometimes you actually do need a break, okay? You also could be just emotionally drained. That's a real thing. And if you've gotten some really, you know, intense or bad news, or there's something like some crisis going on in your life, maybe you do need a little break to recover. Skip a workout, take that time to pour into yourself emotionally. That's okay. Now, it is a little bit, you need to use discernment there, because what you don't want to happen is set yourself up for creating a habit of, if I'm emotional about something, then I don't work out, right? So use this sparingly. And also, Remember that exercise releases endorphins, which are those feel-good hormones. So if you are feeling emotional about something or you're upset about something, it actually could be helpful for your mental state to go to the gym. I definitely can attest to that because, you know, when I have all my kids, I still have them. But there was a point in time last summer where my son was struggling with some undiagnosed medical issues that he couldn't communicate to us. He couldn't tell us that he was in pain, and it came out in his behavior. It was an extremely difficult summer. And honestly, I think the only thing that kept me sane, aside from the Lord, right, is that I went to the gym. It's like I had to. It was my time where I could just focus on this one thing in my life. I'm just lifting this weight. I'm just doing this physical thing. And my brain could just be on the back burner and not worry about it. And then I had some alone time. And I also just had an opportunity to get those endorphins flowing, right? And it helped keep me sane. So that's the first thing you need to decide. Do you actually need a break, or is this something that could be helped by going to the gym and getting your workout in? All right. So if you decide that, no, it's not one of those things, I don't actually need a break, I just don't want to do it. Which is valid, right? Sometimes we don't want to do things. That's fair. So the first strategy that I'm going to give you today is to lower the bar. I use this a lot in my parenting with the kids. If they're having a hard day and maybe they're not feeling good, or maybe they've had a lot of stuff go on at school, and then I'm asking them, you know, to do something else, and it's too much for them in that moment. It's too much. And so what I've learned is to lower the bar for them. Okay, you know, you can't handle doing this thing right now. Why don't we just do this instead? Okay. I have, we're a family that is built, you know, I've had biological children, but we also have adopted. And so we have a few kids with significant trauma histories. And so you have to parent a little bit differently. But that helps to lower the bar. So what I have done for myself is when I just don't want to go to the gym, and a lot of the times it's because I'm actually overwhelmed, right? I'm overwhelmed by the thought of doing a whole workout. That's what it really is. And when that's the case, I lower the bar for myself. I say, you know what? All you have to do is walk in the weight section. That's it. And you know what happens when I tell myself that? I go into the weight section and then I'm like, well, I'm already here, so I might as well work out and get that endorphin rush, right? So that's strategy number one for you. The second strategy, if you know it's not a I'm feeling overwhelmed type of thing, is sometimes we have to parent ourselves. Right? Give yourself some tough love and tell yourself, you know, I don't want to do this, but I'm going to anyway because it's a core need in my life. Like, I need to exercise, and so I just have to do it, right? Kind of the pull yourself up by your bootstraps approach. That works if you are genuinely in a situation where it's just, I just don't feel like doing it, right? We have to parent ourselves just like we parent our children, right? Do they want to do chores? Do they want to, you know, take out the trash? Do they want to go to school? Do they want to get shots? No, nobody wants to do any of that. And, you know, so many times my kids will be like, well, I don't want to do that. And I feel like I'm always saying, sometimes we have to do things we don't want to. Sometimes we have to do things we don't want to. I feel like I say that all the time, but it's true. And so you can tell that to yourself. Sometimes we have to do things we don't want to. This is especially true on, like, for me in the wintertime when it's wet outside. And I'm like, I just don't want to go. I'm cozy in my house. I have a hot drink. I don't feel like it, right? But sometimes we have to do things that we don't want to. Okay, so that's strategy number two. So the third strategy is to call on your accountability. Okay, this could be your spouse. You know, go up to them. Hey, I don't want to go to the gym. Tell me I need to go to the gym. Convince me I need to go to the gym. And I mean, I've done this and my husband will spout off a bunch of reasons why I'll feel better if I go to the gym, why, you know, all kinds of things. Ask your accountability. Now, if your accountability is somebody that is, I guess they wouldn't really be an accountability if they were going to be like, yeah, just don't go. It's not worth it, right? So you need people in your life that are actually going to help keep you accountable. It could be a friend, right? If you don't have anyone to help you with accountability and kind of be that voice that's like, no, you can do this even if you don't want to. You can do hard things. We don't have to be controlled by our feelings, right? If you need someone to help you with that, I do coaching. You can go on my website, effectivefitnessforwomen.com, and you can look into working with me. On the page, it's called Work With Me, right? You can look into that. I would love to help keep you accountable and help you stay motivated to get to the gym every week and to meet your goals. Okay, so that's the last strategy, is to call on your accountability. So let's recap, right? First, we're going to discern if we actually need a break, okay? Then, if we realize, no, we just aren't motivated and don't feel like it, then we can use one of these three strategies. We can lower the bar. We can tell ourselves all we have to do is walk into the weight room. Or you can, you know, make it something different, like all I have to do is do the first set, right? Do my heavy lift and that's it. That's all I have to do, right? That's lowering the bar, and that's great. Because you'll often find yourself just finishing the rest of the workout because you're already there. The second strategy is to parent yourself. Just give yourself some tough love. The third strategy is to call on your accountability. If you have people in your life or someone in your life who's going to talk straight to you and help you to reach your goals and not enable you, use that person. If you don't have anyone for that, please reach out to me. And you can go on my page, on my website, excuse me, effectivefitnessforwomen.com, and on the Work With Me page. So those are our three strategies. And your action item for this week is to think about, you know, because you know yourself, which one of these will work the best for you, so that you have that strategy in your mind the next time you're not motivated to go to the gym. Okay? All right. Well, that's it for today, and I will talk to you guys next time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, be sure to subscribe, and it would make my day to see a 5-star written review from you. Leaving a written review helps other women find this podcast so they can start to get results too. Let's help other women start their fitness journey together.